Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Cheng Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us.
Welcome, caring viewers, to another edition of the Shining World Compassion Award Series. On a 40-hectare property in Rainsburg, Pennsylvania, USA, lives the wise 84-year-young Ms. Ruth Lochne Mook, with her adopted animals, including dogs, chickens, roosters, geese, and ducks, along with a large brown horse named Champ.
Wow. Are you compatible, Victoria? He won't hurt you.
Yeah.
He won't kick you. Nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Here are the geese. They're here for the winter. Wow. See, there they are. That's Patrick and SpongeBob. They live on the pond in the summer. Now I want to show you the chickens. A place over on the other side where he lives. Look at that. He loves to get his picture taken. Yes, he does. I've never seen an animal that loves people the way he does. Oh, look at that. Oh. Smile. He goes, who's this nice guy over there?
Based on years of caring for her beloved animal companions, Miss Ruth Lochne Mook can relate many fascinating anecdotes. For example, the following story about a horse friend who entered her house one night.
The name is Cheyenne, and a lot of different episodes about Cheyenne, and he wanted the bread on top of the refrigerator. And I woke up and all the dogs and cats were sitting on my head. And I thought, Lord, if the chickens come in, I'll give up. But he was an interesting animal. And the second story is about my pet pig. He was dropped off when he was a baby. But he was very sweet and very gentle. And he used to get down on his knees. And it was like he was praying. He used to take walks with the horses up in the woods. You can imagine what people thought going through the woods and seeing him walk around. He was 1,200 pounds. He looked like a hippopotamus, and he was the world's largest living pig.
Ms. Lochne Mook also has lovely photos of her other animal companions.
And here's a picture of a couple horses going for a walk in the woods with the pig. Here's a picture of a hen by the name of Betty. I name everybody. And she slept with this big black Rottweiler dog. His name was Pete.
Ms. Lochnemook promotes compassion for all our fellow beings and is well aware of the unimaginable suffering experienced by factory-farmed animals.
I have many other stories that attest to the nobility and graciousness of all different animals. They're not dumb. They understand what you say. It's just that they're so badly abused. And you can imagine how frightening it must be for an animal to sit around in one of those pens waiting to be butchered. And it is not only horrible for the animal, but it's not good for the people who consume that meat. I would hope that more people would cease from eating so much meat. It is so detrimental to your body, as well as the unbelievable suffering that the animals have. Also, it would help the global warming by not consuming so much meat. I think there's a quote in the Bible, it's scripture, that it's absolutely not necessary to be consuming all these animals. I don't know why people seem to have to. I think it's wrong.
She also celebrates life by not disturbing nature as much as possible.
I don't even mow the ground. I have a grandson who's a landscape person. He wanted to come up and mow. But I don't like to disturb the little creatures in the summertime, especially when birds have nests on the ground and so forth. It would kill all those little creatures, which I don't want to do.
Her love for animals began early in her youth, and as an adult, she became a member of the board of directors for the Bedford County Humane Society. Since 2007, she and another local resident, Ruth Cummings, have served as the leadership team for Fix a Pet.
I have a charitable organization of my own. It's called Fix a Pet. We get animals spayed and neutered for people, and feral cats too, so they won't reproduce and suffer anymore, you know. And they do suffer so badly, you know. Cat after cat after cat, they're born. I just gave a check for $2,000 to help with 100 feral cats that were collected and spayed and neutered to help so they don't have to go through all that pain and suffering and no homes.
Come on, guys. Come here. Come on.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We'll be right back with more from our visit with the gentle Miss Ruth Lochnemook, protector of animals.
I love to swim. I used to dance, but I like to sing. My group just tried out to sing the national anthem at the Curve. We'll probably make it since we've been there for 12 years. They're called the Senior Moments. I love to go to church and I like to meditate and pray.
Welcome back to today's Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants program, featuring the young at heart, Ms. Ruth Lochnemook from the USA, who runs an animal sanctuary on her 40-hectare farm and is involved in other animal welfare activities, such as the nonprofit organization Fix a Pet, which spays and neuters the animal companions of those who can't afford the operation. For her loving care of animals, Supreme Master Ching Hai recently honored Ms. Lochnemook with the Shining World Compassion Award. The following is an excerpt from the warm letter she received from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Dear Ms. Lochnemook, it is with great pleasure and gratitude that we present to you the Shining World Compassion Award. This award is presented in recognition of the motherly love you extend to all beings, and for your selfless spirit of service and outstanding efforts to create a humane world through your benevolent and loving example of living life to the fullest. In the footsteps of the original pilgrims who built America, your life is a true embodiment of dedication, compassion, and love. For the last 80 years, since the tender age of 3, you have displayed an exceptional, endearing affection for creatures great and small. One of your dreams is to further help by setting up a mobile clinic that can attend to every possible need of injured or sick animals, for which you hope to raise the funds through sales of your lifelong cherished tales of your beloved pets. For uplifting our world with your inspirational examples of unconditional love in action, for your empathy, kindness, and benevolent generosity, and for being a dedicated and noble role model, we hereby applaud and celebrate the compassionate deeds of Miss Ruth Lockney Mook, octogenarian, great-grandmother, and gentle and gracious lover of life. With great honor, love, and blessings, the Supreme Master Ching Hai.
I truly have never seen anything more beautiful than this. And I want to thank the Supreme Master. Every time I read her letter, I cry. It's so compassionate. You can feel the compassion through the letter that lady has. And she's doing a wonderful work. And I hope to God that more people will follow her example. Thank you.
Miss Ruth Lockney Mook also received a splendid Crystal Award plaque, which reads as follows.
In recognition of unconditional, pure-hearted love and noble selfless sacrifice, creating a haven of heavenly love and tranquility for our animal friends in need, with sincere gratitude for your inspirational, tireless example of loving care, dedication, and kind-hearted concern.
I want to thank you so very much for this award. I can't believe I'm honored to receive this. I guess my love of animals started, my father told me when I was about 3 that they couldn't find me anywhere, and they found me in a dog box with a dog who had puppies, and the dog wouldn't let anyone else near that except for me. What I would like to do, of course, with the sale of my stories is buy a mobile clinic, which will be very expensive and a long way down the line, but it's something to work for. And I thank you so much for this.
In addition, Ms. Lockney Mook was presented with a selection of Supreme Master Ching Hai's books and DVDs, including the #1 international bestsellers, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds.
Wow, okay. How beautiful. I think my favorite of all animals are birds, probably. And I do everything I can to take care of them. So these are so many lovely gifts. I have a greenback heron down at the pond. We're going to make sure that that bird gets taken care of and fed. So look at all these lovely gifts. I will be glad to share them with my friends and family. Anytime. I am so blessed. I really am.
She also received a loving contribution of $10,000 from Supreme Master Ching Hai to further her noble work of caring for animals.
It's wonderful. Thank you.
Ms. Ruth Lockney Mook has the following message for Supreme Master Ching Hai.
I hope that she would know how truly I appreciate this and how positively undeserved it is. But I think she's doing a wonderful work. All we can do is hope and pray that more people become more aware, more enlightened. The philosopher Santayana said you can't serenade the ears of the deaf, but let's hope their ears are open, their minds are open, their spirituality is open, so that we can create a better and more positive world.
We thank Ms. Ruth Lockney Mook for her heartfelt care of countless adopted animals. May heaven bless her with continued health, longevity, and wisdom. It was our pleasure having you with us for this edition of the Shining World Compassion Award Series. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May Providence guide you every day.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.